Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And I love this friendship, so.
Well, you know, if we'd known, we would have played some three-dog night.
Yes, he's version, like this all the time.
Their version of one has been wafting through the air of my home.
You sure that's
frequently.
What's wafting? Because you have dogs.
Yes. It's three-dog night singing one. Not that I only want one dog.
No, well, no. One is the loneliest number. Because you're you. You can't just have one.
No.
It's
the loneliest number.
All right, so what's going on the big shoe today?
Oh, just, you know, I don't know, all kinds of fun stuff. I don't know. I have to look at my own playlist, but it is summertime, so I'm starting out with a version of summertime. You know, my mother is an opera singer. And when I say she's an opera singer, she teaches now, but when she would perform, she is a diva. She's still a diva. So if she was in Tosca, she was Tosca, and she was always the title role or the main role. And so she loves Porgy and Bess. It's one of her favorite operas. And one of the things she says is there are hundreds of versions of Summertime, and all of them are good. So this is a version that I think is exceptionally good.
Janice. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Mike. As I always say, if they let me, I'll be back next week at 9. And I won't have any guests next week, so it'll just be me and the music and you. So that'll be good.
Well, Sue will be coming in.
Well, I mean, I wasn't ignoring
you
that
you looked at me when you said
you know what
that.
I meant. I have four eyes. Sometimes one eye goes in another place. All right, so Kirsten, something about the women starting, as we've said, with Janis Joplin. It's a classic, really. This is Summertime. Stick around. It's WMFO in Medford. Bye, everybody.
humming. Nothing's going to harm you now. Don't you cry.
Okay, well, once again, this is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm one of the three DJs here that sit in normally the squeaky chair. Right now I'm on a stool because the chair lost a wheel. So be it. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Campus Freeform Radio. Always great to see Mike Newman here with Mike on the mic. And so great to see Tom and Jean here. And Jean left with this parting thought that my mother's comment about summertime is sung hundreds of times and always done well, and she pointed out, aptly so, that that is also the sign of a good song. So, how lovely is that? So that is how I am starting out this version of Something About the Women. And then I am going into some more music. So let's see what I have lined up. I have something lined up by Sarah Levesque, who actually will not be at the Plow and Stars on Sunday, but a week from Sunday. She and Adam Sherman traded places, but I will remind you of that once I have finished this set of music. Here we go.
Picture glance of you, of you, of you. I remember when it was simple. I did not know what side you held. We'll be right back. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that was my first three-song set for this version of Something About the Women, and so excited to be sitting here and playing music on this beautiful summer day. Started with Sarah Levesque, Just You, and that is from the recording Beautiful Defeat. I know I was going to go on Facebook and double-check to make sure. I am really pretty sure that Sarah is on, she is on next week, which is Sunday the 13th. From 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock at the Plow and Stars. And then this Sunday will be Adam Sherman. Normally she is the first Sunday of the month and Adam is the second, but they switched their times. So there you have it. So yes, that was Sarah Levesque, Just You from Beautiful Defeat. After that, Heart Lost Angel, that is from Jupiter's Darling, and then Boy Genius, Not Strong Enough, and that is off the record. That is an actual album vinyl that I bought recently on Bandcamp, and I'm so excited about it. It's such an incredible recording. My friend and neighbor had introduced me to this group, and I love listening to them. Okay, I don't know that much about Boy Genius. I should actually look more up so I understand the music a little bit better. So that will be my assignment before I come on air in 2 weeks. In the meantime, I have some Justine and the Unclean to play. I know Mike played something on his show. We both played from the same recording, just different songs. We miss Justine so very, very much and appreciate all the beautiful music and support that Justine provided for the musicians on Red Records, and are continuing to support her efforts going forward because that keeps Justine here close to us in our hearts. Here we go.
Thank you.
cascade and water. She may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic, and she knows things are wrong. I really have no value, and she'll surely know I wasn't born to follow.
Trying to get some.
Okay, so as I mentioned, I started that set with Justine and the Unclean, You and Me Against You and Me from The Signal Light. That was Justine's last recording that was released on Red Records. So love playing from that so very much. After that, I played a set of music. I had gone shopping on Bandcamp, and oddly enough, the dates, I think these are new recordings, but I have to check on that and see, because the dates did not come up as I was typing them in. So I started with Allison Callery. Allison Callery is new to me. That is from a recording, Covers. The title of the song wasn't Born to Follow. And as many of you know, I foster dogs, and so there's a lot of dog anxiety in my house. And for some reason, they respond so well to Allison Callery. So when there's a thunderstorm or there's a lot of activity going on and I need to bring the level down, we listen to Allison Callery and kind of zen out. Maybe it's not the dogs. Maybe it's me. I really feel like there's a healing quality to her music. After that, Japanese Breakfast, The Body is a Blade, and that is from the recording Soft Sounds from Another Planet. And that is not a new recording. That is from 2017. And then Alia Synesthesia, Slow Star is the name of that track. The Heavy Hitter is the recording. And I will look up on Bandcamp when those were released just to make sure, because I would like to know that. So while I'm looking that up, I'm going to play some Wet Leg.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. he's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so before I tell you what I played, I am going to circle back and let you know when these releases were, because this was, as you mentioned, my shopping expedition on Bandcamp, and I purchased Alice in Calorie, Japanese Breakfast, and Alias Synesthesia. And although the music was new to me, it isn't necessarily new. So the Alice in Calorie recording covers is from 2021. Japanese Breakfast, Soft Sounds from Another Planet from 2017, and Alias Synesthesia, The Heavy Hitter, which was a fundraiser for Ukraine. Let me see. There's a little something here about that. Benefit collection for Ukraine, and that is from 2022. So there you have it. Then I played Wet Leg, and that was Supermarket from their recording titled Wet Leg. After that, a promo for dog adoption. So if you are thinking of adding a dog to your family, consider adopting. You can go on to Pet Finder. There are also many, many foster groups that are local to various areas. So I think of Pet Finders being the umbrella group, but we have smaller regional groups. So the group that I foster with happens to be Last Hope Canine, and all of our dogs come from Arkansas. So right now I have a dog, Blaze, who I say has a connection with David Bowie. I know David Bowie had a blown pupil, not two different colored eyes, but Blaze has a blue eye and a brown eye, so has that kind of asymmetry. And with David Bowie's face makeup, I think of it as a Blaze. So Blaze is my little David Bowie dog. Okay, well, I went out and heard quite a bit of music last weekend. It was really amazing. We have a lot of really fantastic local venues. I went to the Lizard Lounge and saw Samantha Farrell. I went to Faces, a brewery in Malden, and saw not one, not two, but three different bands there. And then I went to the Burren. And at the Burren, Sarah Borges is in a band with a fellow musician, Robin Erb, and they are calling themselves Lemon Moon. And Andrea Gillis was also performing. So there's all kinds of great music going on. I hope you all consider going out and listening to music. But to honor those musicians, I'm going to start with some Samantha Farrell. Here we go.
Should slow down. He laughs as he puts the pedal to the ground. I can still see him driving away. Hopped up on fashion and amphetamines. He looks to the sky. Take care of me, Lord. Or you'll get me sooner than you bargained for. And stays out, but nothing can come in. My boy is doomed to a different chord, a direct line, straight up to the Lord. And I sing you a song for when you're too tired to fly.
One day he'll return, brushing his dark hair out of his light eyes. He says, maybe I found where the secrets hide. And I send you a sound for when you're too tired to fight. Fly when you're too tired to fight.
Okay, so I wanted to circle back because I had a couple things to say. So I mentioned that I had gone out to hear some live music, and I mentioned the Faces Brewing Company in Malden, which is just a great place to listen to music, and they have fabulous beer. They even have a gluten-free beer and an alcohol-free beer. So they've got the whole range of whatever you would want to drink. And then there were three bands that I saw there. I saw Little Billy Lost, Holy Smoke, and Glowbox. And those are three bands that are all really supported here at WMFO and appreciated. They are working super hard and their music is fantastic. So I wanted to make sure that I had mentioned who I saw over at the Faces Brew Company. And if you ever see that those bands are posted somewhere, go out and hear them. They're great. And then back to the other performances that I saw. So on Thursday at the Lizard Lounge, Samantha Farrell I saw there. She has a residency, and she is the last Thursday of every month, so she will be there in August and hopefully in September. And that was Too Tired to Fly. And then, as I mentioned, I saw musicians at the Burin on Saturday, and that was such a women's empowerment show. It really was. And then I saw Barbie, the Barbie movie yesterday, so I'm feeling like all feminism here. And so there were musicians who were billed, and that was Robin Erb and Sarah Borges, who are performing as Lemon Moon, and then Andrea Gillis, who has Melissa Gibbs next to her on guitar. So lots of women already. Oh, and Abby Barrett was coming on stage and performing with them. So they were the five that we really, really spent a lot of time with. But at the end, Andrea Gillis asked the other musicians in the audience to come up and perform a song. And so that included Linda Vianz and Joellen Saunders and Erica Mantoni and a musician who is new to me, Camilla Benjamin Fuller, and they all sang together I Will Survive, and the audience just went nuts. We were all dancing and just having a fabulous time. So I wanted to represent the musicians who were on the bill there, and so Sarah Borges and the Broken House, I'm getting my songs and titles mixed up here. Hold on. The words are all running together. Sarah Borges and... Did I play what I meant to play? No, I didn't. That's what it was. House on Hill is the song. Love's Middle Name is the recording. And then Andrea Gillis, Leave the Light On, released as a single, and that was in 2021. So, oh boy, a lot going on. I'm going to play... a little song to kind of bring things down just a tad. But before I do, I just want to remind you that this is something about the women you're listening to. WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. We are on the campus of Tufts, and we are Freeform Radio. Freeform we are. And so here's going to continue with some little dog love here.
If you wanna come.